be able to say when you can train hard and find to a certain extent. Does that improve your mental well-being, the way that you can think really positively about everything that goes on around you?
Prince Harry has been asking a lot of questions like this recently, trying to get behind what community clubs really mean for the people who use them, whatever age they are. This was a very public visit, but he's also been visiting community groups privately to find out how sport is changing lives. Patrick Harris set up the Double Jabs Boxing Club in southeast London to stop kids from getting into gangs.
It gives them discipline, it gives them a sense of wealth, a sense of belonging, and basically, if they believed in, they achieve. And this is what happens, like all of us in life, if we believed in, we achieve more.
Coming to a club like this is a way of highlighting the huge impact that community groups are having right up and down the country. We're told that for Prince Harry is an area of work he really wants to focus on in the months and years ahead. Sport has always been an interest for Harry, often game for a kickabout, especially if he knows it will make a good photo op. Almost a year since he left the army, he could say the pressure is on to define what his role is, with no plans to take on anything like the air ambulance job his brother is doing.
Boxing now is probably a hobby?
Yeah.
Because you're too young to make a career decision. Or not. You've already decided.
Yeah.
You've already decided boxing is going to be your career.
His support, however, is more than welcome, especially if it helps create role models for those who really need them.
The legend of Muhammad Ali, which is also true, was he had his bicycle stolen when he was 12. It was the policeman who he went to for help, who was the coach in the local boxing club. And around the UK, there are thousands of volunteer club leaders who do the same thing.
We're told to expect more visits like this in the months ahead as he continues to define his future path. Rhiannon Mills, Sky News, in East London.